Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Sarah Milstein. She is the co-author, along with Tim O'Reilly, of a book called The Twitter Book. And you are now in your second edition, so congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, so The Twitter Book, second edition, is a friendly, full-color guide. It can get you up to speed on the standard features of Twitter, but also talks about new options, nuanced uses that will help you tweet with confidence. I need that, Sarah. I'm on Twitter. I need more confidence.
That's what the book is for. It both helps people get into Twitter to start with, but if you're already using it and you need some things demystified, it'll help you level up.
How important is Twitter these days?
Well, for publishers and authors, it can be very important. It depends a lot on your audience. You know, if you have a community of people or are looking to connect with a community that is using Twitter heavily, then it's a place you want to be. And since it spans all kinds of sectors and communities itself, for many authors and many publishers, it's pretty important.
From a business standpoint, how important is the use of Twitter, marketing standpoint? And do you find that businesses are underusing and undervaluing Twitter?
You know, there's a whole range of ways that companies are finding value in Twitter. If you look at a site like Random House's account, they have, you know, dozens and dozens of sub accounts for various imprints and for different areas that they serve. But their own Twitter account just talks about things that are interesting to readers. And they're building an interest in reading and writing, which is exactly what Random House should be doing. For other kinds of publishers, you want to use it in different ways. You want to, O'Reilly, for example, is a technical publisher. You want to talk about technical topics. There's lots of ways to use it, and for different publishers, it can be an extremely important medium that requires expertise to use well, but is itself cheap. It's a free service.
What will we find in the second edition that maybe we didn't see in the first?
Sure. So Twitter itself has changed a little bit, but more important, the etiquette around how to use Twitter is changing constantly. And we wanted to give a real good refresh and update on that so that we could demystify for people the funky parts of Twitter and help them get comfortable and feel really at home using it.
I understand the funky parts of Twitter. I'm a sportscaster, and people take shots at me left and right. What would you do if you were me?
Right. So a lot of public figures have that problem, and you can absolutely block anybody who is treating you in a way you don't want, or you can ignore them. That's another common way to deal with it. Either of those is fine if you feel like people are hitting you in ways that aren't really legit.
Sarah, we tend to think of Twitter as another social platform that might be social media, I should say, that might be trendy, that might not last for a long time. What does the future hold for Twitter?
Well, one thing to note is it's already been around a little while. It actually started in 2006. So we're more years into it than most people realize, and it's been growing. I do think the company's focus right now is on figuring out new ways to make it relevant for businesses through advertising and other kind of features. But it does seem to, for some number of people, really resonate in a deep way that I think means we can expect it to last at this form of communication for quite a long time.
How do the folks at Twitter accept you and what you and your co-author have done here?
Oh, they're big fans, and they're friends of ours. And, you know, they've got cases of the book around the office, which we love to see.
That's wonderful. Do they learn from it as well?
That's a great question. I have had people at Twitter who work there tell me that. Not the founders, but certainly some of the engineers and folks who work in marketing there.
Once again, the book is called The Twitter Book, second edition. The author is Sarah Milstein, along with her co-author, Tim O'Reilly. And Sarah, I would imagine as Twitter evolves, we're going to see a lot more editions of the book, yes?
We hope so.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
My pleasure.